Are you ready? Let's go. Gather round and listen to stories from all over the world, sparking creativity and desire. Stories that will inspire. Come on, sit down. It's the best podcast in town. Professor Panda with Story Adventures.
Hello, scholars. It's me, Professor Panda. It's nice to see you again for our story adventures. This time, scholars, for short stories and poetry, we're gonna go on a whirlwind adventure. We're going to Peru, St. Ives, and we will be visiting my friend, Jack B. Nimble. He likes to jump over candlesticks. But first, scholars, it's been such a long time since you've updated me on all of the great things that are going on inside your world. So, scholars, before we get to our story adventure, you know we have to get in our proper reading state. So let's do five good things that happened to us today. Today, scholars, I had to catch up with an old friend. We had a good talk and caught up about all the good things that are happening in our lives. Also, scholars, I got outside and had fun in the sun today. Played a little bit of game of tag. Also, scholars, another good thing happened to me. I spent some time with my little cubs. We played around with some Connect Four and we played Twister. And, scholars, I have something to look forward to. We're going to be tie-dyeing some shirts soon. I love all the colors. Well, scholars, those are the good things that are happening to me. I hope that you have more good things happening for you in your world. Well, scholars, are you ready for short story and poetry? Come on, scholars, let's take that adventure and find out how high our friend Jack Nimble can jump. Let's go, scholars. There was once an old man from Peru. There was once an old man from Peru who dreamed he was eating his shoe. He woke in a fright in the middle of the night and found out it was perfectly true. There was a little girl, and she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Each wife had seven sacks. Each sack had seven cats. Each cat had seven kits. Kits, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were going to St. Ives? Jack be quick. Jack jump over the candlestick. Silly Billy. Bats do a lot of things upside down. They eat upside down. They sleep upside down. But Billy Bat spent so much time upside down that he thought up was down. One night, Billy saw the reflection of the moon in the lake as he hung from his perch.
I want to fly to the moon, he said.
Don't be silly, Billy, said his sister.
Grace, the moon is too far away.
No, it's not, said Billy, pointing to the reflection.
It's really close. Look!
Grace shook her head.
You don't understand, she said.
but Billy wasn't listening.
Here I go,
he cried.
Whee!
He spread his wings and zoomed toward the reflection of the moon in the water.
Splash!
Billy dived into the lake.
A few seconds later,
he crawled out, spluttering, and found his sister waiting for him.
Do you understand now, Billy?
Grace asked.
Yes,
said Billy, shivering.
The moon is much, much wetter than it looks.
What a silly Billy. Scholars, how about that story adventure? I so much enjoyed the poetry about Jack be Nimble. He is so quick. Well, scholars, I thank you for joining me on our story adventures today. You came with me to Peru. You joined me at St. Ives. Scholars, we have done so much together. And we have so much more to experience. So if you like our content, don't forget you can subscribe to anywhere where you get pods. Also, if you want more content, don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, subscribe, where we have story adventures and story lessons from our pals. If you want to support the podcast, you can always visit us at pceocentral.com. We have learning material, workbooks, reading books, and so much more. Well, scholars, I think it's time to say see you later for now. Our adventures are filled with so much excitement that I'm feeling a little bit tired. I think it's time for me to take a nap. Scholars, I thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget that adventure is out there waiting for you. All you have to do is look. Until next time, scholars, keep reading.